What were the inner workings of the Camera Club?
The Camera Club has always met back from 1930 to 1973 at 7 o'clock on the first Thursday of the month. And it would meet at, when I was going, it was in the UK Ag Science Auditorium. Before that, I think it had been other places on the UK campus. The new Lexington Camera Club, which started up about 2 years ago, 2014, after a lecture by Jim Birchfield about the old Camera Club, there were a number of photographers gathered around and said, let's, and they suddenly were in my face saying, can we start this club back up? And I was like, woe be it unto me to say yay or nay. I mean, it wasn't my place to say you can't do that. And I said, there's no official secret handshake or no charter or anything like that, so why not? So we've been meeting once a month at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night, and we started off in people's homes. And but we luckily, Ruth Adams, one of our wonderful members, hosts us at the beautiful new UK School of Arts and Visual Studies, UK SABS. And so we meet over there. And those meetings, the interesting thing about them was that you were to bring three prints and put them up for discussion, and it was new work. And that's what it is nowadays. We bring new work. And some work, you know, of your own and others was better than others. But it gave some, you know, this once-a-month meeting provided a little kick in the butt. You know, we had to get something ready and go out and shoot some pictures, develop the film, make the prints, and then get them critiqued. And you learn a lot that way. So it's sort of like class for me. I mean, I took some art classes and I took a photojournalism class, but photojournalism was like, you know, get it souped, get it dried, print it, get it in the paper. And their archival methods were not used, which fortunately for me, I learned from some good photographers about, you know, archival methods. If you're going to make a print that you work on all night, you want it to last as long as possible. And after my senior year in college, I spent a year with another Camera Club member who was living in Connecticut and teaching up there, James Baker Hall. And I was his apprentice for most of a year, 1971. And I'd met him through Wendell and Tanya Berry. He was a writer and photographer who had gone to UK with Wendell and Gurney Norman and Ed McClanahan and Bobby Ann Mason. They were this core of writers that came out of UK in the 50s. And four of them went to Stanford in the creative writing program out there at different times, Wendell and Ed and Jim and Gurney. So I met Ed McClanahan as well as Jim Hall, but Jim being a writer and a photographer, and here I was a beginning writer and beginning photographer, it was ideal for me because he was writing poems and putting and then making pictures to go with the poems, or making a picture and then writing a poem to go with the picture. And that was a lot of fun and a lot of, freewheeling.